Gimel Cholamoid, Yutes Tishri, Monday the 9th of October, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Weinberg, and Yonah Sukkos.
By night, there were a few people knocking by me on the door, and they had a shaila. What happened? And with some, it didn't happen only by them. It happened by a lot of people. It was very windy on the Yom Tov by night, and it happened that the wind took away the schach. What are we doing now? What's macht man? And they were knocking on the door, a few people, to ask what are they doing? So the Maise, the Shaila didn't start in 2017. Yeah, the problems was already very long ago also. But very interesting, it's three prime godims on this Shaila. The Primegodim in Simen Shintes Vov, in Nation of Rome, in Sifkot Nalev, Duch Tzachmir. So the Primegodim speaks about Mishen Nofal Sikosel Be Yomtev. Somebody with the Sukkah fell down on Yomtev. And what does he, if he is allowed to, what should he do? So the Primegodim says, that the Maise, it is a billion beyomtev, and the Primogodim comes up with a big chidush that the sukkah is a oil kva. It's not the oil arai, it is oil kva, because when you are making the sukkah, you are making for ches oites yomim, and the mele binyan, what you are making for ches oites yomim, it is a binyan, kva. So the mele, it is a iso toire to build on yomtev. And if it is Issa Torah, is Amir El-Akum also Osir? And if Amir El-Akum is Osir, Agam is Mistapik if it is a Bien Kva or not. Yes, Mistapik Bedova Choshesh Ani Boze. Over the Maise says that it is a Oyel Kva, and it's Oyel Kva, it is also to build it beyond Tev. So Meile, it also Amir El-Akum, not allowed to tell to a Goy, should rebuild the Sukkah again. Azoi zog the Primegodim in Simen Shin Tazvov in Ilches Shabbos. But his Messiah, Ve'ayen Beshut Magidus. The Primegodim has a Chuvah Sefer, but not so Mefusem. It's called Sefer Magidus, Besime Kuftes. This is Azoi zog the Primegodim in Ilches Shabbos, Simen Shin Tazvov. The Primegodim in Sefer Magidus, Simen Kuftes, says the Primogodim that said the Maise. Maise Shoyo Bishnas Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin, 1777. Voyo Beisi Mechutz Leir Belevov in Lemberg, at Gvoit in Lemberg, and he had the Beis, well, the Grois Oni is a given, Mechutz Leir, and the Apoyalim Hoyo Atzeilim, it took Poyalim, they should build in the Sukkah, but they were very awesome, and they built the Sukkah, and Yom Tov was on Shabbos. The first day Yom Tov was on Shabbos. Tezvorik Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, and the first day Sukkot was on Shabbos. And the Poyalim were Atzeilim, and the Sukkot fell down. No, and he didn't know what to do. And Bnei Beisoy, Vekoru Bnei Beisoy L'am Shem Eloche, the Bnei Bais, they called over Goyim, should build again the Sukkah. And Ve'anil onoichi lo yodati, I didn't know, should I tell them they shouldn't say, should I tell them they should say, I didn't know what to do, and I didn't say nothing. And then they built the sukkah. I was afraid. I didn't know if they would be, if they were allowed to. So then you could see the sukkah, mecha broch leishem sukkah. And if you wasn't allowed to, so it's a boba avera. And if it's boba avera, you're not allowed to make a sukkah. So it's shuvas magid as the if to make a brocha, shekid shom b'mitzvoy, so it's a leishem sukkah.
Even to sit in it.
Even to see it, about brocha vadelish. Yeah, to see it could be it was almost he didn't let the other sukkah. Okay. Lemaise the primogodim paskus in shuvas megiddus a givaldige came up with the bakanta baloitu. Simereisha involved. The Ramo brings the baloitu that b'mokum mitzvah u'b'mokum tzorech godel is amire le'akum shvus, and you are allowed to say le'akum lehadlik esaneiros, not shvus the shvus, even shvus, yes, and not doiraise. So the Ramo brings the bakanta baloitu and that b'mokum mitzvah b'mokum tzorech godel, so you are allowed to say amire le'akum even meloche zoiraise. It means that the primogodim still holds that it's a meloche doiraise to rebuild the sukkah because it's a oil kva. But he's a soymach on the balayitu, he didn't have the other sukkah. The male was mitzvah soy legyomte, mitzvah sukkah. And it was a tzoy, ein lecho tzoy rev godl mizeh. So the primogodim came out with the heter. Memele the primogodim is messiah. Vechol amoyre lehatir eino, choyte bozek yesh lo yal mishe ismoich. Azoy zog the primogodim in sime kuftes. We have already once here. In Simen Tov Reish Chovov here in Ilchasuke, Adrita Maise. What happened to be that Primogodim brings a vote in Yiddish that they forgot to open up the shlak. The shlak in Yiddish is the roof. The roof in Yiddish, Zong Asat Mahu, when he came to America, so they spoke about to open up the shlak. The shlak is means the roof. Oh, but the shlak in Yiddish, can I get meinen? Shlak, I don't think that it has a word in English. He heard the mizuk for the goy, please open the roof. The shlak. Yo, the shlak, the roof, oi zuk, the aller rabbunim zale du groyse shlak. Yo. Chatzimir. So if the story was that they forgot to open up the roof before Yom Tov. Now it was a Meloche Doraisa. So the Prime Godim, no, you're not allowed to. You will say that what? But of, in Simet Ofkuf Yudaled, the din is that if Cholile Bechas, it will be a Sreif on Yom Tov, you're allowed to say Goyle Chabris as a Sreif, because then you will be in this battle for Moineg Yom Tov, and you will not have what to eat. So why you are in this battle for Moineg Yom Tov, why shouldn't you be allowed to? So the Prime Godim, no, here it was a Pesheya. Why didn't you take down the roof before Yom Tov? No, you're not allowed to. So what's the tzardo? In one place, the Prime Godim in Shumas Megiddo says that it's his mutter, l'amir elakum. In Simet Shintazvov is mefakpek. In Simet Ofrish Chavov, v'cholilolli lohoiroi seter bozeh. So the Achoynim are saying that, what's the pshat? The Achoynim are saying that l'maise tzinishkin stire, that in Simet Shintazvov, and in Shumas Magidah, Simen Kufta, the Prime Godim speaks about oilness. He made everything, he built the sukk, everything, and it happened to be a wind that felt the schach fall down. Demos, daf menish, as we mach, is efshalok. Simen Tov Reish Chovov is a pesheya. Everything you remembered before Yom Tov, only to take down the roof, you forgot. No, you're oisri. And the MS is that the Mishnah Berurah holds from this, because the Mishnah Berurah is a choichet zoyser. Isimet Tov Reish Chovov brings the Mishnah Berurah the Losha Prime Godim, cholil oli lehoir oiseter bozeh. As I said, the Prime Godim, in the Mishnah Berurah, Isimet Tov Reish Chovov. Isimet Tov Reish Lamezayin, the Prime Godim brings the Mishnah Berurah Ebei Ritzchok, that Mishnah Nofal Sukorsoi, Oymer Lakum, he could have said to a goy, should put it back. So the Mishnah Berurah himself holds from this Teretz in Prime Godim, Yeah, that in Simen Tov Resh Chavov we are speaking about the Peshaya. Why did you forget? In Simen Tov Resh Lamed Zayin, Eoines is Muter Ale Deaku, and Peshaya is also. It's very schwer. The Primogodim Mamsh, you kind of say, because in Simen Shinta Zvov, when the Primogodim is Mechadish, that the oil, it's not oil Ara, it's oil Kovua, is the Primogodim speaks about Mishen Nofal Sukosoi. In Eishel Avrom, in Simen Shinta Zvov, Sifkot Nalev. He speaks for Sabbath Mishen Nofal Sukosoi, it was oilless, and if he was oilless, the din is that you're not allowed to tell the Goy to rebuild their Sukkah. Aber an kol ponim, dem ich schwure, ob nicht gehalten, dass so hier holt, dass sie nicht kastiere, dass der Chilik ist von der Pashaya mit Onus. Le Meise, der Chor le Meise, we should have known, ein Achar Azok Nase, velo iklum. After dem ich schwure, if dem ich schwure was machria, as mich in Nofal Sukosoi, yes, so you should say, you allowed to tell to a goy, should rebuild the Sukkah, so Memele, Avada, Avada, this is what has said the people also, that you could have said, tell a goy to put back the Schach for sure.
Nafkamina, Bishabas, Yonder,
Season of Kamina, yeah. Yeah, season of Kamina will soon come. Lemaise, the Mishne Brure, Simen Tofresh Lamed Zayin, Vizach Soymer, on that you are allowed to say Lamir El Akum, Izach Soymer Cholabei Ritzchok. The Beritzchok speaks, the Beritzchok is toile, it is a machloike, the Rambam and Toisves, if boine beyontev bechlal is iso toire or there iso derabono. Now will be big nafkemine if Shabbos on yontev. If bechlal if iso boine beyontev, the Rambam holds that iso boine beyontev is derabono, and Toisves also derreise. So the Beritzchok make a tziru from Kamashitas. He's taking the tziru of the Rambam, that the Moke Mitzvah you allow to say, la'akum afil meloche derreise. And who says that Bechlal Boine is a Melochet Reise, Memele, Amir, Elakum, Bemishen Ofal, is Bevadai Mute. A very interesting Avne Lezer is, yeah, because all the Poiskim, Lemaise, the only one what is Leoiser is the Primogodim in Shintas Vov, yes, and we find it other places, but the Primogodim himself is Mater, but the Bikuriyaykev is Mater, Krabkeveger, that's in such a good cash on the Primogodim. If it is Oyel Kovua, we should have need a Mezuzah. If Lefis Voroscho, that a Binya Kovua, Lechesso, Itas Yomel, is an oil kvash, we should have need a mezuzah.
30 days?
We? Yomel should have Kemele. If it's Kovua, if one day.
No, Krasik Dug
is when he gives a hand in a stiff, Favid, if it's Krasik Dug, it's still is Kovia. Oh, but the stiff is Kovia, a Binya Keva, when you're going in a new dealer, you need to put on the first day a mezuzah, not after the 30 days. What?
My holiday house is.
Because it's not your house. It is a holiday house. But if it will be your house in Mitzvah Shem, you should have avadah. The first day you need to put in the mezuzah. Avadah. So, as I fact up Giveiger, the may say, it is interesting in Avne Nezer. But, yeah, Avne Nezer. The Avne Nezer says, it's Irchosh of Oil Kva, you know why? Chashivus HaMitzvah is making it for Oil Kva. So, it's like the Avne Nezer. Chashivus HaMitzvah is making it for Oil Kva. Lemaise, a lot of poiskim takes are a choishish to the Primogodim, but we, choizok mishabure, einacha mishabure velo iklum, if the mishabure were machria, that mishanofa sukoisa, for sure he could have said for Akum to rebuild it. I have a eitze, if somebody is choishish to the Primogodim, I need to tell the people, but ask me, but if I'm going to fall a eitze, if they are choishish to the Primogodim, chop faze aposht a eitze. Why, what did the Primogodim say? Why are you not allowed to? Because it's a binyan, now, if it was of happened in middle Sukkot, let's say Shabbos Chol HaMoed, what is Shveika problem? It's already not 8 days. Yes? So the whole problem, what happened was to be, the Shaila was the first night Yom Tov, we were all here, yes? We were all worried of our Sukkot. Today, he could have gone, pick up again the Shach and put it back. It wasn't for Ches. I tell you, I mean, the Primogodim will also be moide that it is not oil ekva. I want to share with you a hargoshe, but some eingefallen im Kippur by night, I was learning Mishnah Siyume, but I want to take out from it something for Sukkot, and something what is for all of us, Be'etzem. I learned the Mishnah, and I couldn't believe what I'm learning. We're speaking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen HaMechaper al Avoinus Amri Beis Yisroel. I'm going to read the Mishnah. Ishi Kohen Gadol, Oymrim Loi, Ziknei Bezm, Oymois Noiso, Lezikne Beis Avtinas, Lezikne Kune, Ve'elu Lebeis Avtinas. Says the Mishnah. Im Oyo Chochem, If is a Talmud Chochem, Doiresh, Zokta Tere, Ve'im Lav, And he's got all with Chochem. Doyosh in the follow. So, you bring a few Talmud the Chachomim and then saying him. Vimo in love. I cannot feel it is for stain. Yeah, when you bring a nice speaker, should they explain him nice? No. Is he more your rogi likrois? If he was used to read Tanakh, yes, is Vim love. Reboine Dal Mekila, we're speaking about the Kohen Gadol, but even Tanakh is not so fast in Tanakh reading. Or you koir in the follow, so the reading for him. Voechon or you koir in the follow, Beiyoiv, Beezre, Bedivra Yomin, Chaye Ben Kavuta Lomar, Peomim Koros in the follow of Bedonil. Why these three Nevi? Iyoiv, Ezra and Divra Yomim. If you would have asked me, I would have taken Nebuchadnezzar, Gewaldiger, Kohen Gadol, not a Shtikel Teure, can I say, not even listen to a Shir, not even listen to a Shir, after Shaki Kreuzer, Ma Baravashe, listen to a Shir, he can also, not even to read by himself a Shtikel Tanach. Was that Mekele? Go nicht, euch nicht. So I would have read a little bit Yeshayu. And Nechome, Geule, you know what? I would have read Irmiyo, Abis Muser. No, Iyoiv, Ezra, and Donir. I think. Donir, the Givaldigen Yesuit. In Iyoiv, all of us know the story, where Iyoiv had a lot of tzoras. He lost everything, his children, his wife, his money, everything. When he was Bishfala Madrege, he called over to his three friends. Eliphaz HaTimoni, Bildad HaShuhi, Ve'oifer HaNa'amos, Tzoifer HaNa'amosi. And he called them over, they should be in Mechazek. They should be in Mechazek. What did these friends do? When they came, they said him, no, Beshelcho Aro Azois, because you are, you Chatoim, you are Voiners, because of you, it happened everything to you. At kedekach that Iyoiv said, "Macharishu mimeni, lo motach limuni." Three pokim. Why are you saying like this? I'm so broken. Bimim mechazek. Gebenish nochashtech. Vaya nashemes Iyoiv min asoro. Zon chazal vots mis min asoro. He, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, answered him and brought him down all maase bereishis. From Bria Soinum till now, and showed him exactly nothing beli cheshm, nothing beli emes. Everything was ausgerechnet ad aprata achoy. Everything. And then zogt him the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Iyoiv, your friends wasn't fair to you. Your friends wasn't okay to you. They didn't make the right thing. Es dann to be yom chazek, der verkehrt und der zerbrochen. Aber wer auf die Ioi wies palen alleyen, please pray for them, down for them, forgive them, be the moichel. This is you avoid them. This is Ioi. Ezra, what happened? In Ezra, they came and told him that the Am, zom chazek hat mit goyshetech meidlich. Vani Meshomi Sadova says Ezra. Korati is Bigdi, and he was mamish broken at awful. But he didn't give up. And then he took ganz klar Israel. Vaif the call am Rav Moid. Ubechi Harbe Beche. He cried and cried and cried until he brought up the people so high they were all crying with him together. Tini said that Elokai, Boishni v'nichlamti l'orim Elokai pona elecho, kavunisein ovu roish, v'ashmoseinu God l'ad l'ashomayim, v'seik Ezra soifer om alefonecho. What state in Divrayomim? Batzodok HaKohen state. V'yavdilo Hashem l'akdisho koidesh kodoshim aharon uvon avadoilom. Frank Chazal v'chaharon uvon avkayem eloloim alecho, shekol koyem v'koyen sheomad ukehar HaKohen. The pshat is, they were reading Lefonov in these three forim. We are speaking about the Kohen Godel, was le'aleinu gor nit. Nothing. Nish doiresh, nish doiresh in Lefonov, not even koire. It's coming, Yom Kippur. It's coming to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Er wird zerbrochen. He's thinking, Reboine Shloilo. What do I'm going now to do here? Ich darf mispallen sein be'ado om. How do I look like? Zogt men them three things. You were nivchar to be the Kohen Godel. Your tafkid is now. When you are going in, ifu choli levechaz, you are makpid on somebody, ve'avdi iyoi vispalel alem. If you are right. This is your tafkid. Your tafkid is like Ezra Seufer. Even the arm was bishfal, shfal amadrege. To bring them up. To pick them up. Laviyam litshuve. Don't be broken by you, because iftach bedoyroi keshmuel bedoyroi. Could be this is a limit for all of us. We are all little koyhanim gdoilim. We have all the achrayas from firna yiddish shtub, from firna yiddish leben, to be mechanech our children, and we are a kohen godel. But we have here yesoides how to fear weiter. We have yesoides, how to be mevater, even when you are right, even when you are, the truth is with you. Ve'avdi iyoi vispalel aleh. Don't think that cholina de matzev is la'achar iyush. Va'iv ko'om bechi har ve'beche. Bring them up. And don't think that you are nothing. Nei, iftach bedoyroi, keshmuel bedoyroi. Fili kibazong, amuere de kavod, what I heard, well, I was zoich when I was very little to hear from Shlomo Rebbe Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livroche. It is a medrash in Parshas Toldos. The medrash says, "Vayorach esreach begodov, al tikhe begodov elo boigdov." I don't know even to translate boigdov in English. Menas noch erger. Okay, maskim. Yes, beshas v'Kodesh Baruch Hu is koyes. B'shaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyes. He has a draw. And he has the neshomes, but when he's koyes, he's vayorach esreach begodov. He's smelling this neshomes to get calm to kavyochel. Yes? Who are there? There, Moshe, David, Avraham, Mitzvah, Yankov? No. Two neshomes. I believe one. The other one was, and the neshomes was Yekum Ish Tzroyroitz. He was a nephew of the Heilige Tanne Rabbi Yosef ben Yehazar Ish Tzreido. And the Tanne Rabbi Yosef ben Yehazar Ish Tzreido, he erg ben Ashegetz Ish Yekum Ish Tzroyroiz, was one Shabbos, they were both on the sus. Yosef ben Yehazar Ish Tzreido, they took him on the sus to kill him, Al Kiddush Hashem, and Yekum Ish Tzroyroiz was, had a nice trip on the sus. He went, and they met. So the nephew saying to the uncle, Chamisuse da'akivech morech, ve'chamisuse da'akivech mori. Take a look on which hoof you are going, and take a look on which hoof I am going. Omar lo yoisi ben yoezer, im le'oisei retzoi lo ikach, le'oivrei retzoi lo alach askamo ve'kamo. Saying the nephew to the uncle, Klum also me your tzoyno yoisa mimcho. You are the God Lador, you are the Tzadik Ador. Zogt, oy vay, im leoiso yir tzoyno ikach. If this is happening to him, who knows what will happen to you? Miyad nichnesu bo yadvorim keretz shelach noi, veholach vekiyem be'atz medalet Mrs. Bezen. Ve'omar, he higdim es Rabbi Yoisa ben Yezer ish tzreido to ganeid. At the Shlonim Rebbe gefreg, he was his uncle. Yes, the stomach tried thousands of times be Imei Chayov to be Machzer B'tshuva. And it didn't work. What did he say now? He didn't send him nothing. What did he told him now? What this went in so deep? Tzadikim, they're going up and up. When is the sea? Yes? The top? Yeah. This is the rega bifnei de ptire. The tzadik Rabbi Yosef ben Eliezer ish tzreido. Whenever he told him something, b'mechayov, it was together with a little bit of, it's not nice for our family. You're not behaving. It was with a little bit lefi goydel madrigosoy. But the last minute from his life, before the missa, it was pure. When it is clean and pure, nishkan of gemina, whatever you're saying. What you are saying, if it is emes and rein, it will go deep, the deepest what it could have been. I will tell you a moiridike maise. I will make it short, it's late already. Take a look at koyach from one word. A few years ago, could be the more as it's all, they will more understand it. It is a little bit, but a younger man living someplace in Jerusalem, till today, we don't know who this younger man is, but take a look, a koyach from one word. He went up on the autobus, he was in Meron, and in those days, the connection from Meron to Jerusalem wasn't like today. He took one bus from Meron to Haifa, and then one bus from Haifa to Jerusalem. He went up on the bus from Haifa to Jerusalem. Take a look. The old bus is full. One empty place near a chayal, near a soldier. He's sitting down. He's taking down. As he's sitting down, the neighbor. So he moved a little bit, could be, he thought. He's moving and he's moving. With faces giving him such a bad. He thought could be that he's, I say, Shiva Bocha, not washing himself too much. It was a hot day. He thought could be his smelling is not so good. No? So he didn't know what to do. He's moving and he's moving. After a few minutes, Lavatim Lorchim Latzava. Oh, Shiva Bocha, I thought that something with me is not. Is Nish Masayed? Oh, there's Baruch Hashem. Sorry, you know, he tried it. What we all did when we had this vikuchim, you know, the limud Torah with this. No, so nothing. Sure, but you know, as they started to speak, so the merchak, the physical merchak, got a little bit more. Normally, they were sitting now both normally, and they started to speak. No vikuchim, no hemitayim. That he said, tell me. You are a so you better. You are not a I'm a Yid. In Mata Yehudi, with what are you a Yid? I'm going in Safa. Okay, this is making you for Israeli. Because the English boy is also going in the army, the American is going, the Turkish and the Hungarian is also going. This is making you for Israeli. I'm asking you what they are making you for a Yid. He is eating chont on Shabbos. Oh, yeah, take it. It's a very zayah, chushev zach. It's good, chushev. Oh, but no, this is not making you for it. Yeah, what's I making you for it? What's I making you for it? Zaktiv says, I have a shulchan aruch, 613 mitzvahs. Aha! I know, you want to make me bal tshuva. No, what's I going to do? I don't want to make you bal tshuva. Nothing. I bullshit speaking. I won't explain me with what are you eating. You are it? Explain me with what are you eat? Face, he had herring once. I know this guy's fine. I don't believe you. Siskan Ashkenazi sagt, you're not the kids say, you know what? It's too hard for me. I can't use that. This is without the lochas, with everything. It's too hard for me. No, I won't. Don't you think that all the lochas are so hard? It's not so hard. Nemos. You know what? Let's start halacha from the morning. That's not so hard. When you're putting on your shoes, it's halacha. First shoe you need to put on the right, and then the left, because it's a din for mechabel and sayumin. That's another problem. So when you are tightening the laces, it was okay, yes? Tightening the laces, so you need to tie first the left, and then they write. Yes. זה שוחד אורח, יפיר השם לך. You mean it seriously, yes? Yeah, seriously. So again, you're putting on the right and then the left and tightening the left. Well, it's not so hard. They finished. The boss stopped in the Tachana Merkazit in Yerushalayim. They went down. Shalom, shalom. Your name Moshe. Thank you. And they went. So he came home, the boy, and he told his mother, you know, I warned the boss. And I had a dossier from a bocher, and he told me, said, it's not so hard. I'm a Yid, no? And for to be a Yid, I have a law book, and I need to keep one. So one mitzvah I will try to keep. And Behemoth, he put on the right shoes and the left shoes, the ganze Meise. It's getting late. And so it was, it went for 2-3 weeks, then he forgot. Stopped. After a month, he's a kribuina down, we call it, take a look. I know only one halocha. One halocha. I may eat. Only one halocha, and even this halocha. From tomorrow morning, al hayv al amavet. I make it like I don't know what. So, knock him out after 3 weeks, again. The kids has a few months up and down. One day morning, he's downstairs. Already, with some in the army, you should have known. 8:00, you need to be downstairs, and we got the counting if you are there or not. After you are down in the morning, he was downstairs, and then I forgot again. I forgot that to put on. Now he's already Talmud Chochem. He was Mechadash Aloch that if you forgot and you put on. Not on the richtige way. You need to take down the shoes and put them again. He was downstairs. No. So he's going up and it's taking time. You know, the army shoes are so big and it's taking time to make it. So he's going up. Then he's coming down. We'll make it a little bit quicker. And he's downstairs. And Mefaket is asking him, where did you went? The shoes, it looks everything okay. No, the right, the left. What exactly? I didn't understand. It's a dort nemvet menish kan halbe terutzim, yes? Take a look. This is a little bit looking me, as you know. Yeah, the last time you did mitzvahs with the shoes. Okay, make it a little bit quicker. It happened noch einmal. The second time, he told him, Rabid, I don't want your shoes from my side, put on the shoes on your head. 8:00, you are here, blitter rutsim. For another few weeks, noch einmal vergessen, he ran up, he was down, and he's already waiting him. Bo, was is? Hey, Bo, come here. No, please, put the shoes. Shoes, you need a big doctor. A doctor, a whole hospital would not be enough for you. Also, you should be staying in jail. And he put him in jail. On this day, it was over 20 years ago, was one of the biggest tragedies in the Israeli army. It's called the Ason HaMesokim. They were on the way to Lebanon, 2 helicopters with 73 Nebuch Yiddish Kinder. It was an old pluga, an old group, and no one knows till today what happened. But they crashed one to the other. Never 3 days, we could not even come to them. It was bombing and firing and bombing and bombing. Never nothing. Only one boy from the old pluga is geblieben leben. This is this Moshe, what he was sitting in jail because of changing the shoes. Sheloy al pidin, sheloy al pialoche. He thought he's making a mitzvah, and all of this with the koyach. No one knows who is the younger man who's sitting like me. No one remembers himself. I could have remembered all the vikuch what I had on the buses with this. Take a look. A richtige. If somebody is making something pure and emes, it will have us loch. They have shelfen that the sukkah should be mushrish ba'azman simchoseinu. We should. Know how we should have siyata nishma to regard our children and together with the mishpoches, gesunteret, with naches, and simchet, till Mashiach sog b'mer b'yameinu omen.
About the inyan of mitzvah bo baviru, and so the main Gemara, the Gemara says on Chav Tesla base in Sukkah, lulav gozel vayovish posel. So a lulav gozel is still a lulav is posel, and so the Gemara explains why is it posel. It's posel because he's a soikul mitzvah bo baviru. He has some occurs from Sukkim about mitzvah bo baviru, a mitzvah which comes about because of an item used for a baviru. That's being posel. So that's all very good. Then the Gemara gets to shittu of Shmuel, and Shmuel says that there, he says, "Lo yishonu ela biyantiv rishon al biyantiv sheini mitoshe yesh b'shol yitzah nami begozel." Shmuel says that the problem of, it only applies on the first day. Only then is there a problem of lulav hagozel. However, on the remaining days, in that case, there's no problem of lulav hagozel. So we have to understand Shmuel, l'chirim memon nashoch. If it's that there's a problem of mitzvah b'aveira, it should apply all the days. And if there's no problem of mitzvah b'aveira, well then, even on the first day, there should be no problem with mitzvah b'aveira, and lulav hagozel should be kosher also on the first day. So what's pshat in Shmuel? So Tosfos already asked at the bottom this question, and Tosfos says a very simple answer. Tosfos says that we know that the remaining days of Yom Tov, after the first day of Yom Tov, of Sukkot, is actually derabbanan. There's only a derabbanan mitzvah of netilas aravinim. If that's so, then it makes sense. Because we can say that the psul mitzvah habav avera is only going to pasul a deraisa mitzvah. Only a deraisa mitzvah. If that's so, then only the first day of Sukkot, that's the only time when there's a deraisa mitzvah of netilas aravinim. However, the remaining days, nowadays, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no psul of mitzvah habav avera. In that case, we can understand that lulav hagozel zot Shmuel is only possible on the first day of Sukkot, where there's deraisa mitzvah of netilas aravinim. However, on the remaining days where there's no mitzvah of netilas aravinim, then of course there won't be any psul or mitzvah bar aveira. And that's why there's only lulav hagozel is only possible on the first days of Sukkot. So that's very good and well. However, we need to understand we're getting into problems if we look at the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins b'din this halacha of Shmuel that lulav hagozel is possible only on the first day and not the remaining days of Sukkot. However, the Rambam doesn't make this chiluk of Tosfos. The Rambam says this applies all the time, even inside the Beis HaMikdash, when there's a mitzvah of 7 days to arise a mitzvah. I.e., he can't make the chiluk of Tosfos, because Tosfos said that it's only when this mitzvah of Oreya doesn't apply the remaining days. Why? Because it's derabbanan. However, according to Rambam, even if it was deraisa, as he says, even if deraisa, still lulav hagozel is possible. It's still kosher. If that's so, then it doesn't. What's the chiluk between the first day of Yom Tov and the remaining days? Because it can't be a chiluk of deraisa and derabbanan. Because the Rambam says that even if all the days were deraisa, even so, the first day only would be possible, and the remaining days would be kosher. So what's the chiluk the Rambam does? That the Rambam says that only the first day is lulav hagozel is possible. However, the remaining days are kosher. Why is there not a mitzvah of aveira all the way through? So that's the first question. Second question, hopefully you'll also answer, is by sukkah as well. The Gemara Namad Aleph says by sukkah, it says a sukkah gezula is, it depends whether it's possible or kosher, maybe it's a sukkah she'ula, and the Gemara doesn't mention at all, the Rishonim already point out, doesn't mention mitzvah of aveira at all, once by sukkah. So you have to ask, the Rishonim, the Ritva asks, so why is it by sukkah there's no problem of mitzvah of aveira? The Gemara never mentions it whatsoever. What's the difference between sukkah, where there's no problem mitzvah aveira, and lulav, where there is a problem of mitzvah haboba aveira? You have to answer that. Number one, what's pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says there's only a psul mitzvah aveira on the first day of Sukkot and not the remaining days of Sukkot by lulav hagozel. And number two, why is it that by sukkah there's no problem mitzvah aveira and by lulav there is a problem of mitzvah haboba aveira? So I think to answer, if we look at, we can look at a bit more at the mitzvah of lulav and the nature of the mitzvah of lulav. So if we understand the mitzvah lulav, if we look at the pesukim by lulav and the arba minim in general, the pasuk says, "So matam pnei Hashem lekeichem shivas yomim." That's the ikar mitzvah. And the Rambam brings that down as the ikar mitzvah of arba minim is matam pnei Hashem lekeichem shivas yomim, and that's the mitzvah. So then we have a problem, however, because we know there's also another pasuk after lakachem lachem at the beginning of the pasuk, lakachem lachem b'yom rishon. It says, on the first day you should take fruit. So we have to understand, why is it that, on one hand, we have Samachim Pnei Hashem Akeichim Shivas Yomim, however, the Pasuk at the beginning says, Piyem Arishim. And why we see from here that there is some nature, there's some facet, some aspect to the first day, the mitzvah on the first day, which is different to the remaining 7 days. So we have to understand what it is about these first days, which are different to the other 6 days of Sukkot. So to understand that, I think if we there's a Gemara and Tanis, stuff based on a base. The moral of the Antanis is trying to understand when we say Masha Baruch from Rode Geshem. And the Mishnah says, there's a Shitta in the Mishnah, which says that we say Masha Baruch from Rode Geshem from the first day of Sukkot. And the Mishnah says, why is that? We say Gomer, we learn it out from the Arab Minim. And the moral says, what's the Shaykhis between Masha Baruch from Rode Geshem and the Arab Minim? What's the relation? And the moral says, the relation is because just like by the Arab Minim, just like by Masha Baruch from Rode Geshem, the idea is it's supposed to be that we're obviously asking Hashem, we're mentioning for Hashem for the rain. So too, by the Arab Minim as well, so it is, Ein Lebo Laratzas Alamayim. It's there to be Maratzah on the Mutter. What does that mean? It's there to be a Ritzoy, it's there to be a pleasingness for Hashem, and therefore, because of that, we'll get Mayim. So we can understand, I think, already from here, that there's some aspect, some level, to the first day of Sukkot, that it's Ritzoy in front of Hashem. It's a pleasingness to Hashem. And with that, we can already understand that there's some unique aspect to this first day of Sukkot, that it's a Ritzoy. And that, I think, we can begin to understand and answer our questions. Because the Yisod Mitzvah of Aveira, the Ritzvah and the Raiva, already explained. Mitzvah of Aveira, the idea of it is you've done the Mitzvah at the end of the day. You've sat in a sukkah. You've taken the Arab Minim. You've done that Mitzvah. But that's a kind of Mitzvah. Why should you not be a kind of Mitzvah? You've done the Maisa Mitzvah. However, at the same time, Hashem looks at this Mitzvah and the Raiva calls it, it's a mos, it's repulsive, it's repellent. And he says it's almost the same as Eslan Zoyna. Why does Hashem want this mitzvah? He doesn't want this mitzvah all because it's the mighty listen mitzvah. And he says it's come from Aveira. It's come from a dover which Aveira has been used for it. If that's true, then I don't want this mitzvah. It's not going to be a ritzu before me. It's not going to be pleasant before me. It's repulsive in front of Hashem. It's not pleasant in front of Hashem. If that's true, then in normal cases of doing mitzvahs and Mekai mitzvahs, Erchanami, in those cases, you've done the mitzvah. At the end of the day, you've done the mitzvah. However, if you need it to be a ritzu, pleasing in front of Hashem, at the end of the day, it can't be considered it's pleasing in front of Hashem. It's a mitzvah of Aveira. It can't be considered as if it's pleasing in front of Hashem. And that we can understand, and that's the pshat, I think, in the Rambam as well. The Rambam says that, as we said before, that on the first day, or only on the first day, even if it's deraisa, there's a problem of mitzvah of Aveira. However, the remaining days, there's not. Why? Because only on the first day is this unique aspect of ritzoy. You need to be pleasing in front of Hashem. What needs the Arab Minim to be a ritzoy in front of Hashem. If that's true, that only on that day is there a problem, a mitzvah aveira. It's not pleasing in front of Hashem. It's a mitzvah aveira. It's repulsive. If that's true, that only on the first day is there a problem. However, the remaining days are possible to sell. It's a matzah pnei Hashem lekeichem. It's just a normal din that you have to take the lulav and shake it, and take the Arab Minim and shake them. That's it. It doesn't need to be any special ritzoy. In those cases, then it's fine that your Mekayim doesn't know the problem of mitzvah aveira. The problem of mitzvah aveira only applies if it needs to be some special ritzoy in front of Hashem. And that we can also understand by sukkah as well. Because sukkah, there's no ritzoy by sukkah. The pasuk says that you have to sit in the sukkah, you have to sit in the sukkah in order that we remember. However, there's no special ritzoy in front of Hashem that it creates a special pleasingness in front of Hashem. That's true, then there's no problem on mitzvah baba aveira. Because psor mitzvah baba aveira will only ever apply if you need it to be a ritzoy. I think indeed, if we read the Rambam, I think that's mefurish what he says. So Rambam goes through a whole list of psulim that he explains. And Rambam says that kol edus sha'amar nishem psulim ne mumin sheba'arnu mne gezo gneva b'yayin tov rishon mulvat. Rama says, he calls all these pesulim by a lulav, mumin, and he says they're only possible on Yom Tov Rishon. So you have to understand, first of all, what's pshat? It's called mumin, it's called blemishes. And why is a pesul by a lulav called a blemish, a mum? And number two, why is it only a problem on Yom Tov Rishon? Why is it not a problem on the rest of the days? I think, with what we've already explained, it makes a lot of sense. Because where do we find mumin elsewhere? We find mumin, the idea of mumin, we find it the day of blemishes also by karbonos. What's the idea about karbonos? Karbonos is supposed to be also, you do usually take a karbon and you do it and you want a kapora in front of Hashem. It needs to be that Hashem says that Hashem looks at this korban and says, you know what? There's a pleasingness. There's a certain level of ritzoy. It says reach nichoyeh. It has to be a pleasing fragrance in front of Hashem. That's the idea of a korban. It has to be a pleasing fragrance in front of Hashem. If that's true, that it needs to be a pleasing fragrance, we understand why it needs to be perfect. It can't be any mumim by a korban. It can't be any mumim whatsoever. It needs to be mamish, totally perfect. And that's the same idea by luluf. If a luluf needs to be a ritzoy, it needs to be perfect. It needs to be a ritzoy in front of Hashem. It has to be perfect. There can't be any problems with it. There can't be any problems whatsoever. That's what Rambam says. There can't be any mumim. When though? Only on the first day of Sukkot. Because on the first day of Sukkot, it needs to be a ritzoy. Only on that day, it needs to be mamish perfect. Can't be any problems with it whatsoever. On the other days of Sukkot, just a mitzvah to take the luluf. And the Arab minimum will shake them. On the first day of Sukkot, it needs to be no mumim whatsoever. Just like by korban, there can't be any mumim. It has to be perfect in order to kaim a ritzoy. So too, huadin, by the first day of Sukkot, the mitzvah, the araminim, needs to be mamish, no mum whatsoever. And all of that is perfect. And therefore, I think that we can also understand, and then therefore we can understand very well this idea that Rambam says, that number one, why is it that there's only a mitzvah of baba veira on the first day and not the remaining days? Because only in the first day is the din mitzvah. And number two, why is it that only in the first day there's a problem of mumin and not the remaining days? However, I think where we run into a bit of problems is the other psak of the Rambam. The Rambam says by matzah that oichu matzah shatavu layotzu, and the Rishami explains why, because of its mitzvah ababa aveira. So what we've said so far, we've explained that what's the pshat of mitzvah ababa aveira? That's you've done the mitzvah. You've done it, you've kind of mitzvah, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. However, if you need a ritzel, you haven't got the ritzel. So therefore, by all mitzvahs where you actually need a ritzel, you haven't got that ritzel, you haven't got that special level of the Hashem looks at this mitzvah and says that, oh, that's a pleasing mitzvah. However, by matzah, there's no special dinner of ritzel. The apostle says with matzah, you have to eat matzah. There's no special level of matzah where, yeah, you have to go ahead and create a ritzel by matzah. So why is it then that the Rambam goes ahead and says that by matzah, there's a problem on mitzvah baba aveira? Because by matzah, there should be no problem whatsoever on mitzvah baba aveira. Because we explain the mitzvah baba aveira is only absurd when you require a special level of ritzel. So I think to explain it, I think it's very, very simple to understand by matzah. Because in matzah, what is going on? By matzah, on one hand, what you do is you're eating the matzah. At that time, you're eating the matzah. At that time, you're mamish mekayim the mitzvah matzah. At that other time, what you're doing is that you're eating it, and it's something a tevel. It's tevel. You haven't taken transmises from it. If so, then it means that you're also over an aveira. At exactly the same time you are mekayim mitzvahs matzah, you're also being over the aveira of tevel. If that's true, then it makes a lot of sense, because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all that at exactly the same time that you're mekayim the mitzvah, you can be over the aveira. It doesn't make sense. They clash together. They always clash together, and it won't work. If that's true, then by dafka by matzah, when you're mekayim the mitzvah and you're over the aveira at the same time, we can understand very well. There's a problem with mitzvah aveira, because there it just doesn't work. You're doing a mekayim the mitzvah over the aveira at the same time. That can't be considered a mitzvah. Just can't be considered a mitzvah. If so, then by matzah, we know, understand the Rambam paskens is a problem with mitzvah aveira. But in normal cases of luluf, cases of sukkah, where in general, at the time you're doing the mitzvah, you've already stolen the luluf, you've already stolen the sukkah. In those cases, you're not actually bringing over the aveira right to this second. If so, then there shouldn't be a psul of mitzvah baba aveira. So therefore, there's only going to be a psul of mitzvah aveira, as we said earlier, if there's a problem of ritzoy. There is not a ritzoy, and you require a ritzoy. But in general, there won't be a psul of mitzvah baba aveira. And therefore, I think we can understand very well, actually, the Gemara brings in Sukkah, it brings two psukim for mitzvah baba aveira. It brings one posuk by Karbonus, and that's what we've explained, that's a posuk that says, by Karbon you need a special level of ritzah, you need a special lesson of pleasingness, lefnei Hashem. If that's true, then that's a proper psul by Karbon. It's not a ritzah before Hashem. And therefore, that's the one psul by mitzvah baba aveira. That's the one din of mitzvah baba aveira. It's not a ritzah. However, there's another posuk. That posuk has come to tell you that's the posuk used by matzah. That you can't do a mitzvah and a aveira at the same time together. They just don't work together. So therefore, in summary, we see we have two dinim by mitzvah aveira. One is that mitzvah aveira just doesn't work because it's not a ritzah in front of Hashem. Hashem looks at it and it's molus, doshon arayvet. And the other shot by mitzvah aveira is if you do it at the same time together. And they're going to be applicable in different cases. I've explained by luluf, hagozul, then there's going to be a problem of the fact that it's not a ritzoy, and that's only on the first day and not the remaining days. On the remaining days, it'll be fine because it doesn't need to be a ritzoy, and you've already stolen it, you're not stealing it now. However, and by sukkah, there's never any problem of ritzoy. And by Matzah, there was always going to be a problem of Ritzah. There won't be a problem of Ritzah, but there'll be a new problem, which is that you can't Mekayim a mitzvah if you march at the same time as you Mekayim the mitzvah, and at exactly the same time, you're over there, there you go.
Hello, we have a program. What about in the case where he doesn't need a for example, he gets what about the girl he gets in?
He's got their own game.
That's next battle, right? Because the Midrash Mishnah is only important for places. Who's got Baron Mordechai? That's an Arabic Baron
You might have thought that when you...
No, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say it was obvious.
We are taking out the answer to the book from this Brysa. Because what we're taking from the Brysa, we're saying that what does that mean? When I fatten up, why should you take? What do you mean, why not? What's the svara like that? The svara is that the only time you should be able to take when it goes up is when I haven't done anything, meaning, what do we say? You said yesterday that it makes no difference whether it was in your shoes or my shoes. This shvat has to do with your own count, right? Right, so therefore you could ask the same question with Chusha now, because we didn't make the moon die. If it goes down by itself, then why should I have to...
Right, very good, fine.
Yeah.
Fine, that's a
Yeah, but I'm saying not specifically about Pitbull. Whenever it's built down, I've got a question on that, nothing more. From what I understand, Rashi have a question on that.
So Rashi explained.
No, because you skimmed over words, I just ignored it. You said, what's the harm in that? The Rashi is saying whether it goes up, whether it goes down, whether it goes down, whether not, yeah? How what does that harm in that we're changing, yeah? So, you tell me please, sir, clear to the point, tell me exact nakuda, what is the halmina, what's going on, the thing we changes,
whether it's being done or not, and you have to take a shot on the
Okay, and the maskana?
The maskana is no, it's the only way to be yelled, when it's been out
done. Right, so the maskana then? The difference is whether it's built down or not, that's the difference, right? Any shaykh is whether it goes up or down?
That's like nowadays, that's my job.
The rush is not like words. The rush is not learning when it only goes up, the price is only talking when it goes up.
Right, and you're saying from there you can see that you can't put any whether it went down or whether it went up.
Correct. That's right. What it just logically makes sense. My problem is that Rashi is...
That's your problem. That's
the problem is that Rashi says the mascot, the how many it is that we think. Because I did a bain shavu for bain et kesho. Is that the how many? Yes or no? You just explained to me the how many. Fine, 1 minute, take it. But that is not the...
Or even without having that, they shvok or they kesha, however it went up, went down...
But that's not relevant.
Or they... What?
That is not the element, that is maskana as well, whether it goes up or down. But within a certain character,
if you look at the maskana, I will shvok or
down. Okay, what's Rashi saying there? Yeah, Rashi is not saying that the maskana is only shvok. Rashi is saying...
No,
but if it was, it's about Meoleo, then bro. So what do you think about it's Meoleo? It's nothing to do with Shmacha.
That's not his
passion,
sorry.
Not Harry Van Lev. I think it was his passion. I'll show you. Read it slowly, I'll show you. Just make it more.
You're saying that from the
Are you saying from the
Sabbath? Are you saying from the Sabbath?